peace. It's Andrew the Promised Child once again. How we doing, y'all? How we doing? Good morning to you. If you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, make sure you subscribe, like, share, leave a comment below. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you like to order any products, go to ATPC Motivates, ConstantContactSites.com. Also, if you like to become a member of my exclusive videos, go to Andrew the Promised Child Patreon. Now, let's go ahead and get right to the message, right? Let's get right to it. So, listen, right? Stop letting people throw you off your game, right? And what I mean by that, it's a lot of people, man. I watch people be so excited about their business ventures, their dreams, you know what I'm saying, their entrepreneurship journey, their social media influencer journey. People be so lit. They be so turned, like, yo, I'm about to start doing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to start my shirt company. I'm about to start my wristband company. I'm about to start doing this. And they be so lit. They be so excited. They, like, ready to get in the game and play. And all it takes is one person to tell them no. They go promote their shirt to somebody, and that one person could be a relative, a friend, even a stranger. And they take that one person to be like, nah, I'm good, bro. I don't want the shirt. You know what I'm saying? And then they get through all thinking, oh, man. I mean, dreams and everything just shut down from there. And my thing is, you got to be like a NBA player. You got to be like a football player. You got to be like a MLB player. You got to be like a hockey player. What I mean by that you got to be like them. In a sense, you have to imitate these guys. So if you ever watched sports before, right? I don't really watch too much of it now, but I used to watch it, right? And I might catch it just like a little clip here and there, right? But if you watch it, right, when you watch a team go into another team's territory, right, they get there and they get on the field, they get on the court, right? And when they get there, the mission is, when we get here, we gonna win this game. We know we out of town, we know the crowd is on their side, right? They got the crowd on their side, so they got the energy on their side, but it's okay. We gonna get here and we gonna play this game. And you watch basketball and you see the guy on the free throw line or playing basketball, and the other team, the crowd is booing them. Boo, you suck. You know, all type of stuff. And you know the people in the crowd, some of them intoxicated. Some of them can't stand the other team that's playing. And they saying all type of stuff to them. I mean, saying all type of stuff, booing them, all type of stuff. But the thing is, that away team, they focus. They focus no matter what. They focus. I got to get this ball in the hoop. I got to score this touchdown. I got to hit this ball, baseball. You know what I'm saying? I got to get it done regardless. No matter what nobody talk about, no matter what nobody's saying, no matter where I'm at. At the end of the day, the game don't change. The game is the same. Just like it is at home, win the game. We're going to tune out all that. We're going to tune out all that. I'm going to hit these free throws. I'm going to dunk this basketball. I'm going to shoot these threes. I'm going to run this joke no matter what nobody's saying. And that's how you got to be with your business. That's how you got to be with your entrepreneurship journey. That's how you got to be with your social media influencer journey. That's how you got to be. You got to be determined. You got to say, I'm focused on the mission no matter what. So you right now who are posting your videos online, nobody's watching it, you ain't getting no comments, you know what I'm saying, nobody's sharing it, you know what I'm saying, you throughout the whole day, you post your video early in the morning, you only got 5 views, you only got 3 views, no interactions, no nothing. Stick to the plan. The same excitement that you had, before you brought everybody in, before you start telling everybody your dreams, you were super excited about, like, yo, I'm going to do this with the t-shirt company. This how much money I'm going to make. These the quotes I'm going to come up with. These the designs I'm going to come up with. This how I'm going to do it. Boom, boom, boom. You got to keep that same excitement no matter what the crowd saying. You got to keep that same excitement. I've been rejected. You know what I'm saying? I've been laughed at. I've been talked about. I've been told no over 1,000 times. From city to city, I've been told no in Atlanta. I've been told no here in Richmond. I've been told no plenty of times when it comes to my business. You know what I'm saying? I may not be putting up the views, 100,000 and 50,000 views or whatever, but I'm not going to let nobody throw me off my game. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? You can't throw me off my game because I got a mission. I got a plan. And I think some of y'all really ain't got a mission, and some of y'all y'all really ain't got a plan, so y'all not focused. Some of y'all just got in it for the validation and the acceptance. Some of y'all just really got in it just for the money. But y'all didn't get in it because you had a real focus, a real aim, like generational wealth. A real focus, a real aim, provide for your children. A real focus, a real aim, provide a service or a product for the people. Oh, that's deep now. I'm getting into something now. You didn't get into it to provide a service or a product for the people. You didn't get into it to provide and take care of your family. You got into it for validation and acceptance. And now you gotta change that. You gotta change that. Some of y'all was excited, but then when y'all got rejected, it's like, dad, this ain't as easy as I thought it was. But some of y'all, it's for validation and acceptance. And let's stop focusing on validation and acceptance. Walmart focus on serving. Amazon focus on serving. Every time you look at it, it's about, I was just reading an article on Amazon talking about speeding up everything. They want to speed everything up. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to make sure they're providing the best service for their customers. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's focus on serving their customers. You know what I'm saying? Like when you, if you ever read some of the receipts, right? It says customer support. We're here to support the customer. So I want you to change the way that you look at everything. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. When I drop videos, they for me too. I say some things, like, oh, that's for me. I needed to hear that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I needed to hear that. But these videos is for you. These videos is for y'all. These videos is to inspire and motivate and educate y'all. That's what this is for. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to provide a service for you. I'm here to provide products for you. And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the validation and acceptance. Any business that you're doing, it's like when you watch a comedian. Don't get me wrong. They may laugh at their own jokes, but the jokes is for you. The jokes is to have you laughing. The jokes is to have you, you know what I'm saying? The jokes is to have you out your seat going crazy and laughter. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's for. So I want you to look at it that way. So stay focused on your mission. Stay focused on your plan. Keep on going. Keep on going. It's easy to get thrown off your game, especially if your mama tell you, say, hey, I don't think that's going to work for you. I think that suck. Your daddy tell you, hey, man, I don't think that's going to work for you. I think that suck. Your childhood friend say, hey, man, I don't think that's going to work for you. I think that sucks. Oh, yeah, I know that could hurt your feelings, but don't let them throw you off your game. You supposed to, this how you supposed to look at it. You supposed to ignore it and accept the challenge. Like, you got to have that fight. You know what I'm saying? Where the fight at? Accept that challenge. Oh, you say, oh, they say I can't do it. Whatever. But I'm telling myself I can do it. Not to compete with them. Not to prove nothing to them. But to yourself inside. I can do this. I will make this happen. It's like when you was a little boy learning how to ride that bike. I'm going to learn how to ride this bike regardless. I'm going to learn how to do this. You know what I'm saying? So keep on going. Keep on going. Like, keep on going. You got this. You gonna master social media. You gonna master your clothing company. You gonna master rap. You gonna master your podcast. You gonna master. You just gotta keep on going. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep on going. Cause today could be your day. Tomorrow could be your day. The video today, the video you make today could be that video. The song today that you make could be that song. You know what I'm saying? That new clover design you came up with could be the hit today. You know what I'm saying? This could be the joint that everybody like. Oh, yo, this the joint, not that everybody like, but this the one that people pay attention to. Then they go back and see all your other clover designs. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep on going. Ain't nothing gonna throw me off my game. No matter what, out of life, death, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is gonna throw me off my game. Nothing. It's like, come on, I accept the challenge. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. All right. For real, for real. You see LeBron James get on that court, he accept the challenge. You know what I'm saying? I did like a quick 11-second video on Jason Witten, right? And they hit him, boom. Knocked the helmet off, he's still on. Helmet off and everything. He's still running. He's still going. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't I going to stop? Just because my helmet off don't mean I'm going to stop. Just because two people try to tackle me don't mean I'm going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, oh, ain't nobody watching my video, so I'm going to quit. What? No, I accept the challenge. Nobody bought my shirt today, so I'm gonna quit. No, I accept the challenge. Nobody bought my wristbands today, so I'm gonna quit. No, I accept the challenge. I'm not gonna let you throw me off my game. I'm not gonna quit the game. I'm not gonna quit the game because I got booed. Imagine watching a basketball player or a football player or a baseball player or a hockey player quit because they got booed. Oh my goodness, can you imagine them walking off the court and leaving because they got booed? Nah, man. We accept the challenge. Let's go. So I just wanted to get on here and talk to y'all about that, man. Don't let nothing throw you off your game. Don't let nothing throw you off the game. You got to stop letting stuff throw you off your game. So I'm going to leave with these right here. I'm going to leave this with you. Believe in yourself. Know what you want. Stay focused on the mission. Stay focused on the mission no matter what. Believe in yourself. Know what you want. Stay focused on the mission. The three things I'm going to leave you with. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in you. No matter what, that's the key to everything. That's the beginning of all of this. Athlete, doctor, lawyer, prosecutor, whatever, judge, whatever. Rapper, scientist, pharmacist. The first thing is you got to believe in yourself. Got to believe in yourself. You got to know what you want. What is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want? A lot of people don't know what they want out of life. A lot of people just running through life chasing after money or chasing after validation. You got to know what you want out of life. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you want. And once you identify that want, you got to stay focused on the mission. No matter what, because when you know what you want, okay, boom. You gotta stay focused on the mission because it's easy to get thrown off the mission. And that's why I use all those examples. You gotta stay focused on the mission. It's like when the military, when any military go to another land to occupy their land or when they go to war, they know the mission. And they stay focused on the mission. They don't stop because one person got killed. You know what I'm saying? They don't stop because 100 people got killed. They go over there with them. I mean, they say what they want on the news and on the TV, whatever. But they have a mission and they have something that needs to be accomplished, whatever that may be. Something needs to be accomplished when they get it. Whether it's the accomplishment is killing the leader of that land, whether it's to take control of these plants or take control of these resources. They have a mission and they're not going to stop until they complete that mission. That's just what it is. And you can't stop until you complete that mission. And your mission may be to build a multi-billion dollar clothing line. Your mission may be to build a multi-million dollar podcast company. Your mission may be to get to 1 million subscribers on YouTube. Your mission may be, you know what I'm saying, to sell 100 million records, and then after you sell 100 million records, you go write a book, or you go do this, or you go do that. You got to stay focused on the mission, because there will be a lot of outside noises. From the people that's close to you, there will be a lot of outside noises. There will be a lot of people pumping doubt into you. There will be a lot of people pumping fear into you. There will be a lot of circumstances. There will be a lot of problems that will happen. You know what I'm saying? There would be days that you would struggle and that could throw you off your game. Like, yo, I'm struggling. I'm not earning no money. What I'm going to do to eat? What I'm going to do to find an apartment, find a house? What I'm going to do? It's going to be a lot of things that's going to try to throw you off your game. But remember the mission. The mission. Sell 100 million records. Remember the mission. Get 1 million subscribers. Remember the mission. The mission, you know what I'm saying, to conquer this territory, to conquer this land, the mission, remember the mission, you know what I'm saying. So I appreciate you for listening. I really do hope that this video has inspired you, motivated you, educated you, you know what I'm saying, for you not to get thrown off your game. I'm focused on the mission. I'm going to inspire 2 billion people to make their dreams a reality by helping them build up their confidence and building positive images of themselves. I will. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of this video, I want you to speak your dreams into existence. Speak your dreams. Say it out loud. Don't just say it to you. Say it out loud so you can hear. Say it out loud. Write it on a piece of paper. I will whatever. I will get 1 million subscribers. I will sell 100 million records. I will have a multi-million dollar clothing company. I will. And say it loud. Say it loud and proud. Peace.